Captain Matt Ronchetti, Company Commander, Syracuse Recruiting Battalion. Captain, what's going on? How are you?
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and that kind of stuff. Are you a Syracuse guy, or have you been moved around like a lot of the Army guys?
So I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Been all over the country. I've been to mostly stationed in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, nice.
I went overseas for a few months, and here I am in Syracuse.
So Texas, quite a difference.
A big difference. I had to go from Texas to New York.
So are you here for 2 years, then off again, or on to somewhere else, or how's it work out?
That's correct. So after 2 years, I'll finish my assignment as a company commander, but I was actually accepted to Syracuse University.
Nice.
For a master's degree program, so I'll earn a dual master's through the military, 100% paid for by the Army, and I'll have two master's in 14 months.
Look at that. So what are the master's in?
Business administration and public administration.
Pretty incredible. And then you'll continue your Army career?
That's right. I'll have a three-year service obligation, so they can't fire me for 3 years after I get my degrees.
That's good.
That's job security.
Yeah.
And then I'll continue my career from there. I plan to do 20 years.
Pretty amazing. And after you do 20 years, I know the retirement piece is unbelievable.
It's an awesome benefit. 55% of your last paycheck. Wow. So I'll make, you know,
a good
$80,000 to breathe and
breathe and eat for the rest of your
rest of my life.
Yeah, and you and I met your little guy, Maddie Jr.
Matt, my wife Renee are here with me today.
Nice, and only one.
One on the way.
Look at you. So creating a big family there. So right. We've worked a long time with the Syracuse Recruiting Battalion as well, and obviously we have the vehicle. We do the promotions. We go out and do all the games. We do all that kind of good stuff. Have you guys on? Do a little bit of interviews. The one thing I've always found interesting is, and you've already been touching on most of it, but just all the benefits of being in the Army. And, you know, to me, I always joke around like, hey, why can't I join? And they're always like, hey, you're too old now. You know, I think it was like 35. Is that what it cuts off at?
So without a waiver? Yeah. 35 years old.
I need a waiver.
I'll write it for you.
Yeah. I need something good. But I also found out, I think there's how many different, job opportunities. I forgot, over 100.
Over 150 different career opportunities.
That's unbelievable. And then I have a buddy who actually wound up being in the Army, spent X amount of years, and then he's got a position now, a beautiful job, where he's doing more of like the digital type stuff and what have you. Then I have another buddy that's doing more of like the fiber optics and all that, but they learned all their skills in the military.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just think about all the, in the community, how veterans are respected. You think about veteran-owned businesses, veteran hires. You definitely get preference for a lot of positions and jobs. And then the discipline and the skill set you learn, the leadership skill set you learn in the military is unparalleled.
The leadership side, too. I mean, all the different values at the Army. And I think they're talking about integrity and all these different things. But why don't you go through a little bit of that for a second? I think, is there five different things that you stress? Five or six different?
So there's seven.
Seven, okay.
It's actually a...
I'm good. I'm on board.
The leadership, or the acronym is leadership.
Okay.
So it's loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage.
Look at that. Just ripped them all off. So it's one of those things where you go and not only do you have the disciplinarian side, you have the strength and conditioning side, you have the educational piece, and then you have the post-educational piece and or post, you know, graduate, whatever you want to call it, into retirement. So it's a pretty incredible thing, especially serving 20 years and then getting 55% of your income is incredible. And people right now, with everything that's going on with insecurities in the job market and the stresses of, you know, going out and just buying a thing of eggs or something, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
And growing the strength of our military, which I'm a big proponent of, is a strong military and guys like yourself that are serving the country.
Thank you. Definitely something that's very important to me. I feel like I do something important every day.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done stuff to change the world, going overseas, doing building communities, making relationships with community partners and leaders in Syria. I don't know where else you could do that.
Pretty incredible. What was Syria like?
Syria was a beautiful country, actually. Unfortunately, because of the war, there's a lot of hardship going on over there. But as far as going to the Euphrates, visiting castles, visiting some of the villages, it's a really pretty country.